los bollos.
Buenos días and hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel and a Royal News Flash, your daily Royal Headlines with myself, Ron Swanson, Paula, and we are joined today with the wonderful Tina. Tomorrow we have Matthew Steeples joining us, Paula.
Oh, cool.
So that should be good fun. And there's a couple of emails come in from a couple of channels that are wanting to get involved. So we'll see. I've not, that's as far as I've got. I've not clicked on any of the links to the channels or done any other further digging other than the emails. So we shall see. So yeah, so listen, before we do that, I just want to say anybody who was here on Friday, thank you for a fabulous Friday. It was an excellent evening. I mean, the end of that stream is just wild. So if you haven't seen the Friday stream, go and check it out. We all had a little couple of cervezas because it was my birthday week. We're back to nothing but sheer professionalism this week on this Friday.
People are saying we should do it every Friday.
Oh my God! Listen, listen. But I tell you what, I didn't have a hangover. For anybody who was wondering about the hangover situation, that was not an issue. So yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night. Good night. Good fun. And yes, messy. So I ate the contents of my entire fridge after that live stream. I just want to say. But Paula, how are you doing this morning?
Buenos dias. I'm doing well. I got bitten by you see this? By a bee sting.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really stupid because you know they die after they sting you, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing anything. I was just standing by I went to a strawberry field yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, yes, we have strawberries here in the mountains. It's stupid because, you know, I wasn't being threatening or anything. I was just standing there and she stung me.
Yeah, she was maybe, well, maybe it wasn't about you. Maybe she was just ready to go. Maybe she just had enough.
Hormones were kicking in and she'd had a bad day.
Yeah.
And what a really crap life.
I felt bad.
The power to go and do that to someone, but then you die.
Yeah.
I felt bad, you know. I felt bad because I don't like, you know, hurting animals and stuff.
You know what I heard, Tina? Do you know Daddy Longlegs in this country?
Yeah.
You know that apparently they've got one of the world's most deadly neurotoxins in their bite, but they don't have any teeth. Right? Already one of the worst designs in the world for an aerodynamic anything, okay? and yeah, just to have no ability to deploy the sheer carnage that is within. So, but how are you, Tina? How was your weekend? What's been happening?
My weekend was very full. My son went to football the day after we done a royal piss up mess, and he managed to absolutely just annihilate his collarbone and break it into two pieces.
Oh,
it's not great. So he's finally asking that A&E and sends home with just a box of tablets with the bone. You know, we're just on bone watch to make sure it don't. Yep. Break your skin.
Good old NHS. Is a bone through? No. Paracetamol and home for you, young lad.
He's got to go back tomorrow and see an actual bone specialist. So he's just... Damn. Yeah, so I've been a nurse to my oldest.
Oh, I would have been milking that so bad.
Oh, he's in so much pain, honestly. Yeah,
I would be making this stretch out for days and days and days.
Not it's not lie. Great. Here you go. I can show you. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, you can't see it. No, don't matter.
Never mind. That sucks. So what's the? Well, I think you'll find out more when you see the bone doctor.
I'm guessing it's going to need surgery. I can't imagine that realigning. So, but we'll see.
Yeah, collarbones are a funny one. I remember when I was at like scout camp back in the day, one of the kids tripping over a guy line and smashing his collarbone off one of the big wooden pegs. And that was it, man. That was his whole summer ruined. Do you know what I mean? Whole summer ruined. But yeah, it is what it is. But listen, let's jump into some nonsense here. Because Paula, right, I just came across this morning, and I imagine this it feels icky, right? The real reason Prince Harry and Meghan are going to Nigeria in imitation royal tour, right? Okay. Meghan Markle will join Prince Harry on a visit to Nigeria in May after an apparent snub to the UK. Now, Meghan better turn up, okay? Because if not, I've got some promises I need to keep that I would rather not keep, okay? But I'm going to have to keep, okay? So, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have confirmed that they will be jetting off to Nigeria next month, an apparent imitation of a royal tour. The defense headquarters announced that the couple will be visiting in May and revealed that they will be meeting with service members and taking on a host of cultural activities during the trip. Already, I'm partially triggered here. The announcement of the visit comes after Nigeria, along with Colombia and Israel, are now considered as new arrivals at the Invictus Games. After previously revealing in her podcast, Archetypes, that she has Nigerian ancestry, and the trip is most likely a must for Meghan. What? So, also, it goes on to say that they imagine that Harry will be coming on his own to Invictus, and Meghan will no doubt be joining him after that in Africa 2 days later. We've got cultural stuff. We've got military stuff. Like, all of this is all a bit in the weird zone, right, for non-working royals. They also question about whether or not this is some sort of last-ditch attempt to sort of emulate working royals to try and slide their way back into the good graces. Did you know anything about this, Paula? Like, is this okay? Let me just say.
It is disgusting. It is disgusting in the sense that Charles has allowed this to linger for too long. First, I've been saying this for a long time. The fact that from the moment Meghan Markle sent a letter to Congress from the office of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that is an official letter using royal titles, interfering in Congress. That wasn't an American citizen because it wasn't Rachel Meghan Markle who sent that letter. It was an official letter with a logo, okay? And using a royal title. And I've been talking about it, and I said that that should have been stopped. There should have been a statement from Buckingham Palace saying that they have nothing to do with that because they haven't clarified anything. If you look at this, Charles said, oh, we wish him well overseas. He should have said, we have nothing to do with him. He should have forbidden them from using titles, the royal titles, for anything, especially for meddling in politics, because Meghan Markle was interfering with a policy there, right?
Okay.
Again, and she hides behind, oh, I'm an American. But then again, you know, for example, when you have a senator can write a letter on his behalf, like John Smith is writing. But when he says the senator of Arizona, then he's not writing a letter as John Smith. He's writing it from an official.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I see what you're saying there, of course.
And so, yes, exactly. So I've been talking about it and I criticize that so much and nothing was done. Then he goes to British Columbia. And right now, and when he's talking to the chief, saying that he's as though he's a royal and that he is going to come back next year to have more talks with him using a royal title. So this is incredibly delicate, guys, and they get away with it. I said that these people, Harry and Meghan, are basically just like any abusive people. They shove you a little, see how, if you react. Then when you don't react, they shove you harder. Then they shove you harder, and then they punch you, and then they keep punching you until you put a stop to them. So they have been testing the boundaries slowly. Send that letter, which was huge. Actually, they sat on that bench, which was promoting a precedent, because that's what they were doing. What was an idiot like Harry sitting on a bench? Oh, go vote. I can't vote right now because, you know, I'm British. Whatever, or he's royal or whatever, but royals can vote, they just can't do it publicly. But from then on, it has been allowed to escalate. When they went to when was it that they went to the hockey game where they had the royal cipher, HRH, I criticize that a lot because, guys, all of this has implications. Right now, Johnny Mercer, who is the minister for veterans affairs, military veterans affairs, is the one entertaining Harry as though he's a royal, because why does Harry have access?
Yeah, you see, this is why when I seen it, right, obviously I'm not the most queued up, you all know that, but when I seen this, I was like, oh, this is royal griftiness at its finest. Because just as this was said there, somebody was saying out in Nigeria this publication referring him to him as HRH. And that is real grifty, because effectively, if we just wanted to be right, real James Bond supervillain heads here, right? Could these two not be used as pawns to go into territories and all this kind of stuff to kind of sweeten business deals? And, you know, there's a lot of horrible stuff that goes on with mining and minerals and all this out in Africa. It seems like this is a very corruptible process. When it's a royal visit and it's a royal duty, it's very much, I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, the royals could be at it too, but I mean, I'm just saying, there's always a lot more kind of official regulation, and it's always to do with honoring something or, you know, celebrating a culture or whatever.
But the worst part of it all, there's quite a few things that are horrible. I did my latest video, and I didn't make another video hoping people would see it, but not very many people have seen it. Where, you know, Harry just gave that award to this soldier, where he has those three participation, they're all participation medals, because the only thing that he says about Afghanistan is, I was there. Yeah. You know, it's a participation medal, the four of them. I did a video because I did a deep dive, because I wonder who is hiring this idiot. Well, it turns out that it's Military Times and the Military Times Foundation. The Military Times is an independently privately owned newspaper who is owned by Sightline. Sightline is owned by Regent LP, which is a monster conglomerate, which is, they're very, very deep into internet, media, Ministry of Defense with the US. I mean, everything that has to do with social media, media space, everything. So it's all internet technology, media technology, all of that. And we know that Harry and Meghan are deep into that, right? Now, Regent LP is affiliated to ArcelorMittal. ArcelorMittal is the biggest mining of coltan in Congo, where the Baka people are systematically being murdered. Uh-huh. And Mishka Mittal, who's the owner of ArcelorMittal, is extremely good friends with Prince, now King Charles. Okay, he's one of the biggest donors to the Prince's Trust, and he's one of the biggest donors to the Labour Party in the United Kingdom. So basically, they're just using Harry, and they're throwing a bone to him. He got about £250,000 for those 2 minutes of work. So I do believe that they're laundering money to him. That's a way of giving money to him, because these huge blood organizations. And by the way, ArcelorMittal was involved, I believe, in 2022 or 2020 in what's called the Black Rain in Kazakhstan. And if Kazakhstan sounds familiar to you, it's because the billionaire who bought the King's brother's home for over $3 million, the asking price, is a billionaire from Kazakhstan who was involved with Andrew, who was the ambassador of trade. If you dig, you don't even have to dig that far. Yeah. It all, and you know, and as I said, ArcelorMittal is the biggest mining in Congo, where the Baka people, this is why we don't see Harry talking crap against them, you know, and they're also with African Parks. Now, Nigeria is shady as hell. It is very poor. Yet they're giving Meghan and Harry private planes and a full motorcade, which is what they want, because Nigeria is dangerous, guys. Yeah. But they're getting a full motorcade so they can get to film themselves feeling and looking important.
Again, it's very corruptible, this process. It's very dodgy sounding. Tammy, thank you very much for your super chat. We're going to get to Invictus in a second. I've just brought up the article about Mike Tyndall as well, because this is obviously another move being made by the royals to further.
No, but they're not going to put Mike Tyndall. They already gave it to Harry, and this is one of the things that the royal family are lying. They're blatantly lying on the royal website. They're lying when they said that Harry was the founder of it. And I mean, we have the statements here. I have it right here. This is the statements. And the royal family are lying. This is allegedly things that they put out themselves. This allegedly is the royal family. Invictus Games. This is organizing committee. The Invictus Games is an initiative of the Royal Foundation of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry in partnership with the Ministry of Defense. The event is being organized by a specially formed committee supported by the delivery team from the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games. So this was created by the Royal Foundation, Prince William, Princess Catherine now, and Harry. He was not the founder, okay? Excuse me. But now, if you go to the royal website, you still will find Harry there. And they talk about the Invictus as though it is his own, and he founded it. So they're basically given legitimacy
peddling the
lie that Harry is giving, and they put his link. And when you click on that link, it says, if for more information about the Earl, about their work, go to their official website. They don't say go to their private website, because official, when they say official, it makes it look like they are linked still to the royal family. And when you click on that, it opens to almost exactly copy of what the royal website has.
Yeah, it's all very, like I say, it's
and
very.
Mike Tindall, I just want to say something. Mike Tindall is not going to take over that. Harry's not releasing the Invictus Games to Mike Tindall or anybody for that matter, because that's his, you know, he's milking that cow till it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just checking.
I heard that somebody was posting that Mike Tindall's going to be there, but no, he's not.
I've had loads of people sort of message me saying about Mike Tindall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as much as I would love it to be true, let's be honest, him and Zara would be a good face for it. I don't believe it to be true.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, how can I follow
up? That's the only thing they have going, Tina.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only bit they've got left now.
It's true.
That is true. It's true. And yeah, Paula, I just want to echo everyone in the comments, because the research you do and how much information you hold is just incredible. So
kudos.
No one can follow you up. You literally are.
Yeah, she is the Wikipedia. She is the Wikipedia.
But people don't like to hear that, Tina. This is why they hate my channel, because unfortunately, this links back to King Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it. And this is why they say, oh, you're a hater for Charles. But I mean, guys, all you have to do is go and put in Military Times, the newspaper, and then he says it's owned by Sightline. Then you go, who owns Sightline? Regent LP. Regent LP is a monster that's into Ministry of Defense of the United States, into media technology, like sensitive stuff, like cyber, whatever. That's what Harry and Meghan are deep into.
Yeah.
No. You know, and then they are affiliates of ArcelorMittal. And then that ArcelorMittal, the owner of ArcelorMittal, which is a monster steel and mining and everything, he bought the most expensive house in Britain, which is right next to Kensington Palace. Cost, I think, 70 million pounds.
Yeah.
And he's the one who donates to the Prince's Trust. And Prince Charles, he was Prince back then, in 2008, personally invited him, in spite of the fact that Mishna Mittal had already been involved in a cash for honor scandal back in 2001 with the Labour Party.
Okay. You know what, though? If all this is true, and we've got Charles sort of just getting money to him in whichever way, and this is what made it all messy, because it's royal family and family, whereas it's all entwined and it should be separate, you know? And this is why people are reacting, because they relate and stuff. But if Harry has actually stood there on a doorstep and doing all what he's doing and leaving his dad's medal off, knowing that this money is filtering through to him, how low and scraping the barrel as a human being you've got to be like projecting all of this when actually you're just being kept in... looked after by daddy still, you know?
Well,
baffles my mind.
But at the end of the day, Dina, this all stems from Charles. So really, Charles is making sure that his darling boy gets £250,000 tax-free. Sorry, $250,000 tax-free for 2-minute video paid for, because for ArcelorMittal and for these people who are giants, $250,000 is nothing.
But then I think that's why a lot of people, as much as like... you know, that it is messy, because it is his son. And if it was, what do you do? They need
but him to it's shut not up. Not his son, it's the links that he has.
No,
it's the links that he has to these people.
Yeah.
Because he's very good friends with ArcelorMittal, Mishkna Mittal, who's the owner of that. He's one of his biggest donors for Princess Trust. This is a man with blood on his hands whose company is systematically killing the people from Abaca. Charles is the one who suggested Harry because William refused to be director of African Parks. And it was Harry who ended up being the useful idiot who sat at that Kensington Palace dinner in 2018 with Meghan Markle a day before Charles' 70th birthday, and the dinner was organized by Prince Charles then from African Parks. And then Charles is the one who created the Queen's Commonwealth Trust with the whole sole purpose of putting Harry and Meghan there, because I do believe he thought he was going to control them, and he has a lot of business deals with people from Africa. There's a lot of money that's being made. There's a lot of interest. We've seen Bill Gates there. You know, and Bill Gates is also the one who lobbied Congo to have the mining restrictions lifted. And as soon as they lifted it, we've seen the horrors, what's happening in Congo. I mean, look at the Baka people. Harry is a useful idiot, and I do believe he's been used by his father. And I think that one of the main problems that Charles has with Harry is that Harry knows he was used, and he's a useful idiot. And Meghan, who's cunning, knows that they've been used and knows that, you know, Charles was not playing nice or there's some shady stuff ongoing. And this is, you know what's really surprising? I hired a genealogist, right? And I gave her Meghan Markle's name, her father and her mother, right? And she gave me back the report. I was going to have her do an interview and explain the report, right? Because you remember that Meghan Markle went on Rachel Ray and said that she was going with her genealogist to Malta because she's from Malta and she got people look like me. No, she didn't want to say that she was mixed race with black, which is why she looked like that, you know, but she wanted to tell people that she was from Malta, Mediterranean European, right? How everybody looked like her. So the lady concluded that there's absolutely no blood. And even her father knows that because it's from her father's side. Mr. Markle knows that his great grandparents went there looking for a better way of life, because just like the Queen, you know, back in the day in Malta, it was very popular for British people to go to Malta looking for a better way of life. It didn't pan out. And then they went to move to Canada. And from Canada, they moved to the United States. But they don't have any heritage, any ancestry there. So the lady came back to me and she said that Meghan is, because also if you look at Doria's side, right? Doria's side, the first person who came here was brought as a slave. They had sex with a white person, which is why then you get mulatto. So right then and there, you have 50-50 in genes wise. Mm-hmm. And that is mixed. That person that is born has 50-50,
What about the thought of...
And then you go there and then you have mulattoes, you have other things, and then it's intertwined. So I asked this lady, how come Meghan claimed that she has 43% Nigerian? And Nigerian is not even, it's a country. She has to say a certain tribe from Nigeria. And the lady told me that's impossible. The only way that maybe could be true is if her mother just came from some tribe in Nigeria and both her parents were from a tribe in Nigeria and Doria just landed in the United States and she met Mr. Markle and they had Meghan. Because Doria's already mixed. They're mixed with mulattoes, white, mulattoes. There's so much mix. The only way, and she said, this girl, because she also did the thing for Mr. Markle, right? Mr. Markle is pure white, Scottish, Irish, I mean, white. And then she goes, this girl, and given them the amount, the level of mix that Meghan Markle has, she says she's most likely 78 to 80% white. And then, you know, because her mother's already mixed race. But then she said, but she can't claim that she's 43% Nigerian. And then I said, can you come on my channel? But she's so terrified because they get trashed by these Sussex squad, you know, and it implied race. And it was around the BLM thing. But I have her report. So I'm trying to convince her because I just don't want to show the report. I would like to have her who wrote the report, but there's no way. And you know what really disgusts me? And I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm going to shut up after this. Is that the press are a bunch of hypocrites because now, the bullying, They've known about this all along, and they know that Meghan Markle is lying about being 43% Nigerian. I mean, everybody knows in the world that this woman is lying about that.
Allegedly.
And Nigeria is allowing it to stand. Everybody, the press is not investigating. Why isn't the press saying, wait a minute, Meghan, but you went on Rachel Ray very publicly, a show that's watched pretty much all over the world, or at least large majority in the United States, where you said that you were going with a genealogist to Malta because your ancestors are from Malta. What, if you're 43% Nigerian, why didn't you go to Nigeria? So where does Malta come from? You know, so nobody's calling her out. And this is what really bothers me with the press. 2 years from now, oh, Meghan, after they've done so much harm, because right now they are going invited by a government with motorcade, security, motorcade. Yeah. They're calling them the Royal Highnesses.
Yeah,
I just can't get my head around the fact that they left the royal family, yet they're trying to recreate, reincarnate in their name. And it's like everything that Harry spoke about his childhood and his dad and the monarchy, and I was never there. And like, again, Nigeria, no children. Like, where are your children? Why are
We're going to get on to the children now.
Kerbic
threw this out. Do you think Mike Tyndall was just released as a scare tactic for Harry with regards to Invictus?
Because that's a really good point, I think.
Because I think that's kind of like the you know, kick up the backside, shall we say. You know, the press-based kick up the backside. Also, moving on... Tammy, again, with the super chat. Did you all see Lady C's video calling on the palace to get to the bottom of the birth of Harry's children? It's petition time. I mean, obviously, Paula, we know where you stand on this, but have you seen Lady C's video on this?
I haven't, no.
You haven't? No. Well, we'll definitely go and check it out after this, because I'm sure she's got a lot to say. I'm sure Paula's, you know, thinking, you know, well, at least everybody's now catching up to where Paula was a year ago.
She's been a year ago.
Yeah.
Meghan Small has been Meghan on Small. It for
it's not
years
even that
well.
For me. It's like, why are you never there for your children? Like, the mental aspect. Like, why, when you don't have to be doing this no more because you choose to walk away from it, why are you doing it still? Why? Why don't you just go and be with your children? I just none of it makes sense. Every word they spoke, they contradict. It's just, and the thing is, what we're watching here, if that's true with Mike Tyndall, and it's being leaked to put pressure on Harry to maybe turn up to the UK or whatever, to start putting Invictus first by the royal family, whether it's done it to spook him, between Harry stepping out with medals from the Queen in his participation awards, but choosing to leave Charles in the draw for the coronation, what the people are being included to watch in right now is this war between their communication between the media to each other, blow back and forth. Yet when the people have opinions, start to question, we then get called the ones who are wrong. We're wrong. We're literally being invited to spectate to all these like back and forth between the media as they try and like, you know, so that's annoying.
Yeah. Again, the Nigeria thing is very concerning, especially if this is going to be a new thing that we see, where we're getting this pay-to-play prince attitude, basically, is what it is. Tammy, once again, thank you very much. It is a lot of the stuff that Paula brings to the table is not only terrifying, but highly researched and always on the ball.
The funny thing is, they say it's cuckoo when I say it. If Lady C said the same thing, wow, she's kickballing. And this is a double standard that people have that I don't buy into. I mean, kudos for Lady C that she's saying what we've been saying for 4 years, and she put it in a book. Great for her. Great business. Excellent. Yeah. Nothing against it. Go watch her videos. But it really is the double standard, because not only me, I've been saying this since 2020. And people, when I talk about the birth certificate, I'm not talking about moon bumps here. Talking about real documentation, which is hidden. There's another YouTuber called Bookworm 2. Her and I have tried to get the most basic thing, which is Archie's baptism certificate, which all baptism certificates of royal families are public. Yeah. Yet the Archie's is confidential, is sealed. And because they said that Meghan didn't want the godparents to be known. So we have asked, can you just...
Yeah, I think it comes down to the fact as well. I mean, when we look at the inner workings of the royals, the higher echelons of society, with Lady C being on UK soil and having such a close connection, I think it gives a different kind of validation to people who maybe aren't necessarily internet people. You see what I mean? So it's extending it outwards to that audience. So I think it's just about reach and clout.
And that's the difference with having a platform, isn't it? And this is why Harry and Meghan's done is so dangerous, because their platform is global. And this is why you've got divide worldwide and people speaking against and for. And someone's just said, how do you know, Tina, that Harry and Meghan are never there for their children? I don't know for sure, you know, but all I see in front of me is a visual of them never being with their children, a visual of them flying to Jamaica to go to the cinema, a visual of them constant being everywhere with no children around them whilst they hug other people's children. So that's all I'm taking my information and my thoughts and opinions off, is the fact that I never see them with their children. In fact, we've never even seen Elizabeth. We've other than a picture they've released. So, you know, it's that I take it from.
You know who also was very, very great? Actually, this is why I started doing the Meghan thing. It's actually Yankee Wanley. And she actually gave me a big shout out when I was starting. And she, nobody would, you know, but she did. And Yankee Wanley was this little lady from Wales, I believe. And her channel got canceled because all she did was expose Meghan's lies about the birth. And her channel got canceled, and she had a huge outreach. You can even see it here on the side chat talking about Yankee Wanley. So when people say, go check this other YouTuber now, that, you know, I find it very insulting, because some people have actually lost their YouTube channels because they're talking about what people are now talking about, you know, and it's unfair. This little lady was very lovely. Meghan's mole. I mean, she even her things as the PhD in morphology, you know. So we have, and I would appreciate if people, instead of saying go to this only YouTuber, go to the other, go to Meghan's mole, the royal grift. I mean, Yankee Wall is no longer around because YouTube canceled her channel for basically exposing what we have been exposing for 4 years. Yeah, Wally was the goat, and she was very kind to me. She used to call out my channel and say, you know what, and shout out to Paula and stuff
Let's get in touch with Yankee Wally.
Meghan Small has her thing, and she has written to her, but she hasn't responded to Meghan Small.
Okay, well, just everybody that knows Yankee Wally, just go and...
We have her contacts, but she hasn't responded to them.
Okay. Okay, sweet. Well, hopefully we can get her on the show, get her point of view, because...
So when people say stuff like that, you know, it's like, I understand that you guys have your favorites. But the funny thing is that these very same people come to my channel and they call me a liar for saying exactly this.
Listen, that's just the internet, man. We can't take offense to the way of the world.
Oh, no, I don't take offense. I don't give a shit.
You can't understand. Like, it's just the way it goes. Sadly... I mean, just be thankful we exist mainly on YouTube and don't have to delve into the world of Twitter, because that is a spicy realm all of its own. It's a spicy, spicy realm. I'm just sort of going through some headlines. If there's anything that you, either of you two, have seen that you just want to throw in.
Well, today is Prince William's 13th wedding anniversary, Prince William and Princess Catherine's 13th wedding anniversary.
Let me bring something up here. One moment, please.
You know, people should be concerned that Harry and Meghan are going on an official, because they are invited by the government. This is an official visit, because it wasn't Henry Wales that wasn't, or Henry Mountbatten Windsor and Rachel Meghan Markle. These are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, their royal highnesses. This is an official visit. They're going to get a motorcade, and they're going to be make sure that they're watching. So Harry and Meghan are exploiting another poor country.
Yeah. And I do believe, and I think everyone feels, that Charles needs to, you know, strip them. It's bordering on to a world of danger for the royal family, and more so from this stupid jam wars. It's more of, you know, it's getting into really dicey area, isn't it?
Listen, I'm not being funny. I'd much rather have more jam wars
than
Nigerian politics and potential cultural destruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Tammy and Elizabeth, thank you very, very much again. Wally is back on YouTube. Everyone is actually freaking out on WhatsApp as well, telling me that Wally is back. Like Paula said, she's reached out. She's like, if we're just thinking about reaching out now, Paula's already reached out 6 months ago. Do you see what I'm saying? Like it's the way it goes. But as you said there, what is this little girl's face in the background here? She looks like she's just smelt something terrible just as the photo was taken. Bless her little cunt socks. How fabulous is this photograph, by the way? I mean, they nailed that. Well done on the old wedding photos. That was a banger. But yeah, like you say, it is their wedding anniversary today.
And the thing is with William and Catherine, they took years to get to this point, you know? They didn't just get married on a whim, like a Vegas wedding. I suppose Harry and Meghan didn't go to Vegas and get married by Elvis, to be honest. Like, it was that quick you know, there was no time to get to know and understand what she was actually taking on. It was a rush job, wasn't it? We all know.
Well, they were together. I mean, yeah. I mean, they were together, I think, this is like their 21st year together.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah. So, I mean, it's a proper... Oh, wow.
Well,
do you know what?
Go to the headline, Ron. Go to the headline.
One second. I thought that was an earring that he was wearing, but it's not. It's just a very peculiarly... of light. There you are.
William was a hockey.
Look how nasty that headline is.
It's a horrible headline.
Strategically chased Prince William in college. Why don't they say that about Meghan Markle? Because Meghan Markle went after this man. You know, well,
strategically is probably the right word. I mean, we all strategically go after the person. It's just not a very commonly used word.
No, but they say it in a not very nasty. It's not a nice thing to say. I'm sorry. It's not a
big
thing.
It's the way
it's definitely the way it's said.
It's like
definitely
he stalked him to grab hold of him. It is.
Because I don't know if you guys have seen that documentary that they made in Netflix. In Netflix, The Crown, they made Carol Middleton, her mother, look like this pimp almost.
Which one was it?
Netflix, The Crown.
Oh, the crown.
So much wrong information about Catherine, but Catherine's mom.
Yeah,
it's pretty awful how they put this.
I feel like if I start The Crown, my brain will take way too much in as the real story, and then I'll try and regurgitate facts on here, and Paul will be like, "No, Ron, that's The Crown again. You're quoting me."
I just feel like you got to take the good with the bad, and we've got the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle storylines come. So what are they going to do about Doria? can paint Catherine Middleton's mom, Catherine's mom, in a bad light, I hate to think what they're going to do with the Doria script, to be honest.
Yeah, Sedge, I think that kind of sums up the whole feeling towards the headline, if I'm being honest with you. Because it does, like I say, my brain's just, it interprets a lot of things different, but it doesn't read well at all. You know, what about congratulations on the 13 years?
They call her go up. I want to see the headline. And it's the headline. And it's always Kate Middleton. She hasn't been Kate Middleton since she married him.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Duchess of Cambridge or the Princess of Wales. It's always Kate Middleton. And this is not even Meghan Markle writing this, or maybe it is Meghan Markle who wrote this, you know, because remember how Meghan Markle went on Oprah and referred to Kate as Weighty Katie.
But you know what? The one thing I do like about Catherine and William, the one thing they don't do is insist on the titles. You know, they will in estate fairs, like they do, but I don't think Kate, she don't like. She said that. That's been released and stuff. Yeah. But I don't think she'd take much offence to being, referred to as Catherine Middleton, because she was it once upon a time. And that's a connection to her family, her roots. She acknowledges that. So I don't feel like this is why people love Catherine, because there's no airs and graces. However, she stands there amongst the many like that. So I don't know.
Well, I'm not being funny. A lot of these people better hope that they're not keeping a list for when their coronation happens, right? Because if I'd watched somebody drag my missus through the papers, through the media for a decade or so, yeah. I know who ain't making it on any of the royal lists for, you know, knighthoods and all this kind of stuff. I would be very bitter and I'd be very petty if I was William. I'd be doing a lot of things. I'd be putting some legislation in place just to mess with some people.
You know, you never heard the press refer to Princess Diana as Diana Spencer ever.
No, well, was Princess Diana? I don't know. Maybe. We did in England.
Yeah, maybe.
No. I'm sorry. I'm a huge Diana fan. All the papers always refer to her as Lady D or Princess Diana. Diana Spencer is in the news again.
No, you can't have full knowledge of every paper released in the UK.
No, but most find me one. Diana Spencer after she married Prince Charles.
Yeah, I knew her as a Diana Spencer and Diana Princess of Wales.
Yeah, but I'm saying after she got married,
in the press, in the media, but in general across the census, people knew her as Diana Spencer. And also Diana, do you know what I mean? Yeah. What I'm saying is that's the feeling. Again, because Spencer is her family name. And why should someone get married and lose that name anyway? It's a proud, and I just,
but I find marriage. That the press does it in a different manner. You know what I mean? They don't do it you have to see where they're coming from. It's like Meghan Markle going on Oprah, wait, Katie. First of all, she knows that Catherine hates to be called Kate or Katie, especially, I'm sure that she, but she goes and talks about it. And every time she makes a point of calling her Kate,
let's raise that even in a statement to her post her sitting on a bench and declaring she had cancer, their statement referred to her as Kate. And it's just so disrespectful, you know, really is, especially to people that want to be referred to as Duke and Duchess.
I didn't know it was a side chat that made me realize that you call her Catherine or you get bullied. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
No. But what is Sophie's last name?
I don't know.
Yeah,
no, but Sophie is one that she's not got the same as Catherine or Diana, has she?
Titles after she got married. But for some reason, they don't let Catherine forget that she came from, like because even now in Netflix, that was horrible how they portrayed Carol Middleton. I mean, they portrayed her as this, I'm going to send you because Harry Williams went to there. You have to go there. And it's very stupid, the Netflix, because they make it sound that Catherine decided to go to, St. Andrews the last minute. No, you know how it is with universities. You choose the university months before when you get there, and you have to say yes or no, because then if you say no, then they offer your place to somebody else. But on Netflix, they made it sound as though, we're going to switch right away when they found out that William was going to St. Andrews, you know? It's very, very bad. And their anniversary, why couldn't they just wish them happy 13th wedding anniversaries? Like, this woman doesn't get a break.
Because this is the media, and this is what the media do. And this is what I don't think Harry understood, that the people know what the media do. We had great sympathy for him, his mom, and we understand what they did. However, what we didn't agree with is him going away and churning out his own media in a negative. You can't pull them up when you're doing the exact same, you know? So the media will do this because it sells. Netflix will put Carol in that light because it sells. It causes controversy, just like Netflix allowed that cut to go on of Meghan disrespecting our queen in that curtsy.
She rehearsed that curtsy. There's no way Meghan doesn't rehearse things that she's going to do.
She's been rehearsing that curtsy since she had a skirt, okay?
She rehearsed that scene to cause maximum impact, and she rehearsed her trying to look angelic.
Yeah, I would put money on that. If I was putting a bet on it, I would bet that was highly rehearsed. Tammy, I did the same. I actually took up like four other subscriptions for the same price as Netflix, to see if I missed Netflix. But because I'm a massive nerd, like for example, Paula, there's been a couple of things you've told me to watch, the King's Brother thing on Netflix. And then The Gentleman, and I certainly haven't obtained them through any, you know, illegal manners. Okay. But yeah, I'm not missing Netflix. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not missing it.
You know, Mega talking about being Nigerian. I made a joke because I made a video about Nigeria's National Day in the United States. Okay. Megan didn't celebrate it. Megan doesn't wear their Afro hair. She doesn't wear their attire, the national holiday attire or anything like that. You know what I mean? Because Nigeria, I want to see her if she sits down on the floor and eats with her hands. There's a special dish that they do, you know, because she's such a foodie.
Do you know,
I'm going to see her if she does that. You know,
just because you mentioned afros there, right? I'm this close to getting a massive perm, right? I keep looking at massive perms, and I'm like, I just want a big mad. Anyway, no one cares, but I can't imagine it's going to happen. But there we go. That's how my brain works. Now, just before we get on to our next topic, right? Can we make sure that we have shared this stream? Can we make sure we're subscribed? Can we make sure we've left a very nice big like on the stream? Make sure you share it. Make sure you're subscribed. Do all of that. Now, do you think that behind the scenes, we've had Harry say, oh, I'm going to go to Nigeria, right? Then the king go, oh, let's bring in this new guy to run Invictus to scare Harry. And do you think that if this Nigeria thing goes ahead, we might see Harry snubbed from Invictus? Because I think that would be a clear signal that there's some shenanigans going on in Nigeria they don't want to be tied to. Do you see where I'm going with this?
No. No. Invictus, they made a big deal of having Nigeria join them. Nigeria is an incredibly corrupt country. The government is incredibly corrupt. And there's a lot of money, diamonds, and everything to exploit there. So this is why Harry's going there. And they made such a big deal. This is why they said Meghan was 43% Nigerian. And even in the newspapers, it's saying that Meghan has her roots there.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, do you think that then the royals, the actual monarchy, are sniffing something going on with Nigeria? Whether it's to do with, I'm not really necessarily meaning to do with Invictus. I mean to do with this trip, because I think there's something dodgy. I honestly feel like there's some grifty dodginess going on here. And when we then look at the people in politics in America that they're potentially connected to, and business, this is what you call an uneducated brain trying to make sense of something beyond his intelligence. So if I sound like I'm waffling. I don't mean to. Also, Lady Ellen, that's kind of my memory of it as well. I'll be honest with you.
Lady Di.
But again, I wasn't really buying papers and getting down with a newsprint at that age. I'll be honest. But Nigeria is the first thing since we started this, Paula. Now that I've got all the Paula crash course information over the last year, that has set off major alarm bells for me. I'll be honest. Like it is the perfect storm for corruption and some real dodginess taking place, especially if it's all done under the guise of the royal titles and the royal prestige. It's and especially with the history that we have with Africa, whether it's the monarchy or the UK, it's
a bad look. I just sent you an article because ArcelorMittal is huge in Nigeria. And in 2007, they started mining. I mean, yeah. ArcelorMittal is the one who paid Harry, I believe, 250,000 fee for the two minutes that he did with that veteran. Yeah. Different organizations. That's where the money comes from, because again, it's Regent Del P who basically owns Military Times and the Military Times Foundation, which is a shady. They're all private institutions, guys. They're not really, like,
I swear to God, if there was ever an argument for human cyborgs just plugged directly into the internet, it's Paula. Okay. Like it's Paula. She never fails to amaze me.
No, the reason I know a lot about this, guys, is because I used to work in this kind
it's
of
your job. It's your job now. It's your job. No.
I mean, from before. I mean, I used to have work with two projects in Congo, which were brutal. So, and I was always shocked because everybody knows. Everybody knows about this and nobody does anything. And these big charities, you know, people give millions to these big charities, but the millions never reach. This is why I don't believe in like main charities. you know. But then again, charity places like mine are hard to get because they're very little ones, and we're really into society. But yeah, I mean, I've worked there, and I know what's happening there, and nobody cares. And then you have ArcelorMittal is basically affiliated with Regent LP, who basically owns Military Times, which is the independent newspaper, which is given this vanity award, because this thing that Harry did is hand over another vanity award.
See, do you know what, Michelle? See, the problem is, see on the outside, see to the regular human, like the person works their job, comes home, believes the news, believes everything that mainstream society says, it's not a bad look. It's only when you really know the backstory and all the stuff we know that we know it's a bad look. But the problem is, this is so easy to like disguise as a good thing while there's some dodgy deals going on under the table. So 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Full on. It's just the problem. But
yeah,
like you said,
you've got someone coming out from a shift going on the news. Oh, look, wrong. Harry and Meghan are going to Nigeria. They're trying to give something back.
And Invictus is not paying. Is the Nigerian government, because the Nigerian government invited them. So the Nigerian government is paying for everything. Nigerian government is a very poor place, in spite of the fact that you have a lot of diamonds and stuff like that. But there's so much corruption that the average people on the streets are, it's very poor. So Meghan Markle is going to get to show blood diamonds, most likely. And she's going to be carried around in a motorcade, which is what she wants. Probably bigger than the one it was given to Prince William and Catherine when they went to Boston, because that's what they want. You know, Harry's afraid for his safety in the UK, but not in Nigeria? Bollocks.
Because the UK sort of speak the truth and don't stand for the bullshit. That's why he doesn't
Just want to say a big shout out to Sharon Hobbs. The thing is, the first time I've ever seen a Twitter comment appear in the side here. So big shout out to Sharon Hobbs for just getting involved on Twitter. Big shout out to you there. We're having a fantastic day. Listen, before we just keep re-triggering ourselves, right, over this night.
No, I'm not triggered. I just wish people would.
No, I'm triggered. It's very triggering because it's almost like you're watching a grenade roll down a hill towards a school bus with the pin out. You know what's going to happen. You know you can't stop it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones. Allegedly, nothing might happen. They might go across and do really good things. Who knows? Don't know though. Just saying.
You know what, Ron? Know when we started out and we were speaking about the daddy long legs and how it's got the most toxic venom, but it's got no teeth.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the position William is in. He's got all the power at his fingertips to like really go, but he can't because the monarchy stops his teeth.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think when he gets power, he'll just like go completely doolally. And like try and like reclaim the whole of the land for the monarchy and do away with parliament and like reclaim the kingdom. Tina's gone. She's like, no, this is too out there for me.
You know what it is? If the press is complicit. Yeah. Why isn't the press, Meghan goes back to her roots. Why isn't the press even mocking Meghan? It's like, Meghan, present your genealogy thing. How can you be from Nigeria? Who's from Nigeria? You know, like, weren't you from Malta? I wouldn't even
It's only people like us that can say things like that, Paula. If mainstream media, someone's losing their job and they're not paying their mortgage if someone comes out on mainstream media saying all this stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Here we go. And there's still time. I thought having Biden and was bad living in the USA, but dealing with the royal family seems just... Dude, listen, just be thankful. Just be thankful that he's just visiting your turf. There we go. Sharon's back, everybody. I feel that British people have Meghan the narcissist to represent you anywhere. USA, here, you can keep her in a box. Listen, I think what we need to do is if we all call up Nigeria and just be like, look, we've all had a chat, the UK and America, we've all had a wee chat, and you keep them now, okay? Congratulations! Surprise! Do you see what I mean? Because other than that, what are we going to do? We can't do anything. You know what I'm saying? We can't. It's a mad situation. Netflix could be forced to step in for Meghan Markle after yet another disaster, Paula. Does it surprise you?
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Look at her face. Look at
as soon as you said that's a lie. I don't know who's writing that, but that's a lie. Netflix is not going to step in with Megan. They're waiting for their contract to expire. Netflix is not in the business of saving, failures that yield nothing to them, even if Ted Sarandos is getting an honor by Charles. Yeah. But Netflix, at the end of the day, is a business making money. And if people, if they're not making money, people are going to do that. I don't even know. This is like that article that I even heard it on Talk TV and stuff like that. So, you know, Netflix, and that they're going to model, that's going to be a first. That's not true. In fact, Harry and Meghan went, I'm going to do a video. They had an emergency meeting because nothing is panning out. And that American Riviera Orchard, that thing, that Instagram page is a huge failure. Dude, and it was to be the thermometer to see how popular Meghan Markle was.
Yeah, also, I think Netflix looked at the contract that Spotify gave her, looked at the numbers she produced, and basically are now in full-on damage control. Hang on a second. We can create a communique in WhatsApp. That would be welcome. What I'm going to be doing, Tammy, is I'm going to be setting up a new, like an actual community where everybody can interact. But trust me, I've been on the internet long enough and been making communities long enough to know that security comes first and making sure you're all safe in that community comes first. And sadly, it turns out that there's a lot of real people that talk a lot of horrible things to people who support, this way of thought. So it is coming, Tammy. It is coming. And when it does happen, there'll be a mod team. There'll be security stuff all in place so that if for any reason the security is breached, anybody starts getting harassed or anything like that, the way that we ban and the way that we have the digital information upon entry should deter most of that, because we'll have IPs, phone numbers, all that kind of stuff. I say we'll have it. We won't have it. The encrypted database that is the back end of the community server will have it. It's not like we'll be sitting here with a bunch of information. That's not fun at all. Anyway. But thank you very much, Tammy. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your support. And also, Shane, thank you very much for your comment as well, and your support. Now, I'm excited. Like, I'm genuinely excited about all of the Netflix content, Megan. Like, I really want the train wreck. We all know this. And anything else that we can be using to just have our say. Meghan Markle may already have been given up control of her latest ambition project, as the Duchess of Sussex has asked Netflix to step in and help her run her new... She's what?
She can't get a CEO to... She can't get any staff to work for her. That's how nasty she is.
Wow.
And she wants to pay very little money for really long hours.
That is the top-tier streaming service version of running and telling your mum, okay? Mom, no one wants to play with me. No one wants to play with me. And your mom phones up their parents and they're like, listen, for the love of Christ, can we just please, can you just send someone out to play with this child before I rip up my hair? That's what we're seeing here.
Well, allegedly, yeah. She's had 5 weeks of interviews and still can't find the right person for the job. 5 weeks
away. Where can we apply? Actually, where can we apply? I'll go and work for
Megan. Go and apply, Ron. Go and apply.
I will if anyone in the side chat can find anywhere to apply for any jobs connected to Meghan Markle, send me the link, okay? Because I'm telling you now, I will apply for that job. And I'm telling you.
I just imagine, like, Netflix have got some serious, like, the staff at Netflix have got some serious WhatsApp groups themselves as they all just send meme back and forth. It just... banging their heads against the wall. What do we do? It was all right. It was all shits and giggles at the start, but fuck no.
The funny thing is you know that there's a really, really, really like tight-knit like group of posh butlers and like what are the lady butlers called? Like the house
lady in waiting and stuff. Lady in waiting.
You know there is a high risk, all stakes WhatsApp group. That if any of the royals seen that WhatsApp group. The hanging is coming back. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's high stakes. Do you know what I mean? Because the walls, if the walls could talk in these places, that's all I'm saying. But
the thing is, I think the general people that look on this, that have got no business sense, who've never partook in business, can simply understand the terms that you're sending out all this jam, but then you can't actually go and buy the jam. Everything is just half-assed. It's just no business sense whatsoever. And she's, you know, her ego in whatever character persona seems to have just wants to dominate everything, but she's not really got the intel or social skills or the ability to bring it together. You know, that's how it comes across. And that's people that haven't got a thing in PR. It's just general common sense.
Yep. I think your point there, Catherine, as well, is spot on. I hope you're having a fantastic day.
Can you imagine what a nightmare Meghan Markle is? And this reinforces the fact that she's a big, nasty bully. Mm-hmm. You know that she bullied? I'm actually doing because I got a list of some of their bullying things that she did. You know that she used to demand freebies. You're not even supposed to get that, you know, and usually Catherine and they get offered freebies, but even the companies who work with their royal family, they know that they don't get freebies, but they get.
I'm not going to lie. I would be the most corrupt member. If I married into the royal family, I would be the most corrupt, back deal taken. I'll come and open up your club. Give me the backhander in freaking Bitcoin. I'm just being honest with you.
You know what? Even if Harry and Meghan were like, you know what, we're out, we've got these links, we're going to use them to the best of our ability, a little bit of respect would be earned there. But instead, we watch them do all this while go, family time is so important to it. No, you know, just own your shit. If you want to be that person, then take the hits that come with it. But to stop pretending and preaching to the world about the good and kind that you are, because you're not. And you are grifting. You are taking those titles.
Yeah.
And literally draining them of all their resources.
Yeah. I hope you weren't telling me to get
a
job.
It is really disgusting if you think about it.
Right here, you're watching me do my job right here. Just in case, if that's get a job's directed at me, this is my job. Okay. You're watching it. You're living it. You're seeing it right now. It's happening.
But can you imagine what a nightmare? You know, so she would ask her staff to call companies like fashion companies and demand freebies for her. And the companies were shocked because they knew that that is not protocol. They're not allowed to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And then the staff, they would say, and then you know what? I think there's even mention in Harry, he mentioned how Meghan was so generous sharing the freebies she got from fashion houses. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he said it. And that the staff refused to take it because the staff knew that that was illegal. That is actually illegal, guys. What Meghan does is try to get people to break the law with her to make them accomplices. So if they try to snitch on her.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it, Paula. Yeah. Because again,
She did with the royal family and those children. She got the royal family to go along with her grift that those children didn't come out of her body. Once the royal family was in for a penny, it's in for a pound, and they're going to ride or die with Rachel Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, I just started reading the side chat again. Also, as well, I've been doing a lot of reading in the side chat today, just in case people have been watching me stare gormlessly in space like this. I just want to say there's been a lot of good points being brought over the last couple of days on WhatsApp. I am going to now, over the next, I've messaged a couple of people and I'm going to obviously do some phone calls, get you guys' opinions, get recording that and make that a section. We have got Matthew Steeples joining us tomorrow and I think we're going to have to dive into Lady C's book at some point as well. Also, Abby, your little spaniel is adorable. Absolutely adorable. Hang on a second. We've got some more here. Hang on a minute. 1 minute, everybody. You can tell I'm completely underprepared for today. Hang on a second. Need to just do the ad blocker nonsense. No, that one's not working. But Paul, you got anything else you want to throw at me before I start rattling through some more?
For people to understand that we are being fed a narrative because we're slowly watching Harry and Meghan come back to royal duties. Because, you know, when Buckingham Palace remained quiet when Meghan Markle sent a letter to Congress on behalf of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that should have rung a lot of alarm bells. Nothing was said. When Harry went and and did that thing in British Columbia with the chief of the tribes, that should have, Buckingham Palace should have said something, because these people are under the impression they're going to speak with Harry next year again on behalf of the royal family. And now the government of Nigeria is officially invited the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, and they even call them their royal highnesses and stuff, on a tour, a royal tour, and they're calling it an official royal tour. There's no such thing. It's either a royal tour or it isn't, but they're calling it unofficial. What does that mean? Does that mean that, wink, wink, and the palace is quiet? The palace has not issued a statement saying, you know what, we have nothing to do with that. In fact, we have Johnny Mercer, the Minister for Veterans Affairs, which is based in the military defense, hosting Harry.
Yeah, it's,
you should be very concerned about all of them.
Yeah, it's, I'm very concerned about it all. It's a matter of just watching this space. Of course, we can give them the benefit of the doubt. They might go out there and change the world, Paula. This might be them on a new path. You know? Do you not think, Paula? Look at me. No, look at me, Paula. Listen to me. Do you not think maybe this is the turning point for them? We'll see the kids. We'll see them united as a family.
They're not going to bring the kids.
We might even watch them walk on water, you know?
Sadly.
The rebirth of Harry and Meghan.
Sadly, I can't even produce a convincing comedy sketch on that particular subject. It's messy. I wonder if we're going to see the first ex-royal cartel style organization form with Meghan as the black widow at the head of the honchos, allegedly. I'm just saying, if this was a Netflix series, that would be the weird spin-off series that would go to TLC. That's all I'm saying.
But then, as of the titles and stuff, obviously it's got them this Nigerian tour. It's getting them where they need to be amongst the circles. But how long would that actually last when the people just mock you, laugh at you? The titles have lost their magic. People look at you like you're absurd. And I feel like the titles they have above them mean nothing other than these state affairs, which is a dangerous game. And I think the royal family, as much as I appreciate this, never complain, never explain, when it's going into territories so dangerous to them, they there needs to be maybe a moment now where they do come out and do something, can break the tradition of that. The Widowmaker, oh God.
Well, Harry's back at it again as well with a lot of the former son allegations and news and journalist madness. It's just the same old things. Luckily, there's no jam today. I think we're actually at the end of the jam era of content. I'm a little bit sad about it, if I'm being honest with you. One second, I'm just going to check on our...
You know, like, we're going to see Meghan. This is not going to be about Invictus. I don't even know why Meghan is going. Why is Meghan going?
Why did Meghan speak on the stage to Invictus when they were in, is it Germany? Why was she up on the stage speaking? Yeah. She's got no experience. She never went to war. She, you know, like, but this is the thing. And I see a news anchor losing their this morning in saying, why don't we leave them alone? It's their business. Well, actually, no, because they invited us in. We constantly have watched now for 5 years how they berate and they belittle. So now they've like lit the match and started the fire and it's all burning down around them. The people are meant to come in with a hose, pull it all out and pretend we've not seen it. You know, like Invictus, we would love to see them present Invictus, but we see Meghan in front, center stage, in front of all those veterans walking ahead of them, and at a time where they knew the cameras would make it all about them, so they could have stepped back and made it about Invictus. But Invictus has become the small prince.
Of course. But I mean, let's be honest, let's go one step further than Invictus. They could have, we've said this from the start, if they'd wanted to be the legends they could have been, then they could have been. They were set up to be the people's prince and princess. You know, that's what they were set up to be, but they failed astronomically. Now, Jennifer's said a couple of times that she believes that Meghan Markle is banned from the UK. I don't know if there's anything behind there. Tammy's coming in here now again with, let's not forget Trump was president. when Harry came to live here, and Trump is talking, and Trump is talking out of his backside. Well, yeah, I mean, the era in which they arrived, what's going on since, it's all political shenanigans, isn't it? It's all the use of the titles. And now the titles have worn off, the credibility's worn off, and they're kind of just in this strange limbo. I mean, I would love to say that she's banned from the UK, but I mean, maybe she is. I have no idea, but it seems like a far stretch, if I'm being honest. But I don't know.
I feel like if she was banned from the UK, there would have been a book wrote about it, to be honest.
Yeah,
we would know about it, wouldn't we? Let's be honest. Yeah. Like, if
here's the thing.
Can you imagine the victim had status? She would have rolled out.
Here's the thing.
The royal family are not stupid. They have a better PR game. They're not going to ban Meghan Markle from the UK.
That's kind of how I feel. But we often talk about these things that we, as the peasants and the common folk, may have no knowledge of. There's probably some weird hidden word that if it's uttered to a royal, it means if they step foot back on their home soil, they are to be beheaded. Do you know what I'm saying? And maybe it's, do you see what I mean? Maybe it's more of a voice in the wind, Tina.
I hear that Invictus has encouraged her not to come to the UK.
Oh, Mr. Binks the Cat has joined us in the land of WhatsApp. What is happening? I can't do the polls. I sadly can't do the polls.
You know what's gonna be disgusting? That Meghan Markle's gonna be wearing in Nigeria, which is incredibly poor.
Yeah,
clothes worth thousands and thousands of dollars, complaining about how nobody cares for her and racism and all this BS, and it's all gonna be about. I really don't understand why she's going there. I really don't.
I just want to say, Lady and Queen, that's a banger. That honestly made me laugh. Yes, exactly. Just that small thing called treason, mate. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not treason if he has the approval of the crown, because the crown is not calling them out on it.
Nah, Charles, if he doesn't want to remove
Harry's titles, he could easily say, you can't use them, just like the King of Norway did with Martha Louise. When he said to her, you can't use the royal title, your royal title, for anything.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just going to go with treason. It's got a nice ring to it. I don't need to think about it anymore. Yeah, because it fits it quite well. Even though it's not, it fits it very well. Do you know what I'm saying? For sure.
Only treason if the monarchy doesn't approve of it, and the fact that the monarchy hasn't said anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, hang on. I've got some more WhatsAppiness coming in here. Meghan is insecure and desperate for attention. And so she goes all out. Yeah, I completely agree. I think we all have no disillusion in this lady's want for attention, desire for world domination. She is like a really badly put together supervillain. Like, I'm being honest with you. That's the vibes that I get from her. I feel like she sits at home going, one day it'll all be mine, Harry. One day it'll all be mine. Do you know what I mean?
I want to be influencer girl.
Oh, man. Listen, it was her. Do you know the problem? We talked about this the other day, Tina. It's not, it just seems that everything she tries to do looks so fake and terrible. She can't even sit in her garden with her friends and take a photograph without it being the most sus put together madness I've ever seen. And that's the problem with her.
But that's the thing. It's the feeling that they've created. And I've done a post about the titles. A title, yes, it's a name above you. It's bestowed, okay? It's given to you in nobility, which you gain. But it's so much harder to remove a feeling that you've created with those titles than the actual title. Like, you cannot change how the people feel anger towards you.
Yeah, there's
no matter
that,
how
much
you force yourself into a slot.
Here's the thing. I feel like she sets up so many of these photo opportunities, right? Harry, at least, there's some pictures of Harry just living his life being Harry, because there's no way if you set up a photo, you would ever allow the photos of Harry that are out there of Harry to be out there. I feel like in this scenario, look at this picture just now. I bet she's told him to look to his right and the camera is going to be taking the picture from his right. And then there she is smiling off to the left just to make Harry look like a complete and utter fool for staring the wrong way. I'm telling you. Okay.
Well, so she's the only one on the actual, you know, photo. And we go on about how Meghan just looks a bit disheveled in the clothes, expensive clothes.
I've got a banger here. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. It's a banger here. I'm not conditioned to hate her. No, I came into this like a year ago, completely like open book to the whole thing, defending so much. And I'm telling you now, Digi, I've said this so many times. It would make sense if we found out there was like a rogue PR company, right, that is making her look terrible. I would believe that narrative. I would believe Alien Overlord. That would also, you know, fall into place with how she's been acting. So I'm not conditioned to hate her at all. I'm just looking at what she's doing, the evidence for everything, the way that she carries on and conducts herself. And it's just, it sets off alarm bells. And my whole shtick in life is data analysis, right? Data analyzing, whether it's human habits or points of a graph, everything can be whittled down to dots on a page. And there's more spidey senses are tingling moments when you look at the data with Meghan than there's not. And my research background and all of this is sadly skewed to the glasses half empty side of it all. But I'm fully an open book with Meghan. I hope she goes. I hope she turns it all around. I hope we get a redemption arc for her and Harry. Why wouldn't I? That would be the best possible outcome. Are we going to get it? Probably not. Have done a lot of time speaking to her sister and her father and her brother a little bit with her father. So, and I'm not calling you a sugar mate. It's good to push back and question and get the real reasons behind why we're...
Can I just add to that? Because if we go back to that headline with Catherine to begin with, and today their anniversary, and the way they direct it, yes, condition, the media, the way they work. But at the end of the day, if Meghan didn't keep doing and doing and doing, they wouldn't have anything to condition us with. She constantly, and a lot of people, contrary to what everyone says, they've taken their opinions off the shows they've narrated and signed off in tits. Yeah. The money they've taken in doing so, the books and the scripts that they have wrote, they stepped away to show us them, and they showed us them, and we believe them. We know what the media are in the UK, and this is not just the UK media either. This has gone further afield. They go to America, freedom, and they've managed to piss off America.
Yeah. But it was a good point. It's a good point to kind of, like I say, it's a good point to kind of bring up and push, well, you guys would say this, of course, but nah, I'm all for the best outcome, but I'm so pre-programmed to just look at things and be like, well, this wouldn't be like this if it wasn't for this and this. And just always feel free to throw questions and push back and question narratives, form your own opinions, don't be stuck in an echo chamber. That's why we openly invite open conversation here. We would love to be proven wrong. Okay, prove us wrong. Okay.
Do you know what? I would do a post if I see Meghan get something right. I would do a post.
I tell you what, let's start. You prove me wrong on the Meghan and her dad situation, okay?
Yeah.
You prove me wrong on that. I'll wait for your PowerPoint presentation, okay? I'll wait for it all. I am open book. And Axe, good to see you here. You are welcome. And don't ever feel that you can't be here just because you have a different of opinion, okay? Let us know that. Respectfully, and we're happy to discuss it. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to come and have your say for Meghan, join the WhatsApp. It's not a group. You won't be publicly whatevered. It will just be me and you. We can have a recorded conversation. I'll leave Paula outside where she can't attack and get triggered by anybody. Not attack. That was the wrong word.
Okay. My God, you're a bad media.
I used the wrong word there. Where she can... She could address you with her passion, okay? Her passion, okay? And we can have a chat, okay?
Right, so on that note, I've got to go. I've got to dip out early. But lovely chatting to you all. And
yeah, you too.
The rest of the show. And Jennifer, yeah. It's the aftermath 83. She's asking what my thing is. So take care, and I'll chat to you tomorrow. Bye, Paula.
I will see you tomorrow, Tina. Thanks for being here. Yeah. So just, as we're kind of winding down. Paula, you're muted.
What's going to be interesting is to see if Meghan Markle goes back to her Nigerian roots, wearing fro and wearing the Nigerian national dress, you know?
Africa has got
I'm willing to bet that she won't. And if she does, she'll try to make sure that the Nigerians that she interacts with are whiter. So, you know, as not to clash with her photo.
Yeah. I do like a lot of the African, you know, cultural ensembles, I have to say. They're. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm no expert. I've watched a lot of like 90 Day Fiance, and there's been quite a lot of African weddings and a lot of bright colors. A lot of groovy things going on there. I'm just saying.
Well, she did wear that Malta thing, that Maltese thing, but it's Malta, and she's sitting in a castle, you know. So,
right? Mm-hmm. If we wanted to get super tinfoil hat-y, the Maldives and Malta is absolutely stoked in conspiracy, Illuminati, like Freemasony madness. I'm just saying.
No, but I mean, I wonder if she's going to do that, because she hasn't so far. I mean, she went to Invictus Games. She was around all the Nigerian people. She didn't even think of donning anything like Nigerian-like. She went looking with jeans or something like that. I mean, I am blown away, and I don't understand why the royal family, why the monarchy, it's still not issuing a statement indicating that Harry and Meghan in no way represent the crown or even parliament. Have you noticed that even parliament is... Because that could be problems if Harry and Meghan screw up something, and we know that they have a high likelihood of doing that.
Yeah, there's something going on here. There's something fishy going on. There's something really fishy going on.
And they're using Invictus as a front.
She has jam to sell. But this is the thing. Does she, like, does she have jam to sell? She's got jam to send out to people. But Quinto, I would love it. If she had jam for sale.
Yeah, nobody else has, affordable. You know what? Nobody else has come up with her jam out of the 50 people. Nobody has come out after Kris Jenner. No. Nobody else. Oh my God, what a beautiful picture.
We've only tracked like, what, 4 or 5 numbers out of the 50? Like, that's it. Do you know what I mean? We need to start a spreadsheet. I'm gonna have to whip out the freaking.
Post this picture that I'm sending you. This is so beautiful. Okay. Prince William just posted this picture, guys. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, that's the unreleased wedding snap, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's really nice.
But we haven't heard that. It was. Don't forget that there were 50 jars that she sent.
Do you know, sometimes look at Prince William and get like chipmunk vibes, like little kind of like a little hamster cheeks. I feel like if we were to give him a pile of hazelnuts, just naturally, he would start shoving them in the sides of his mouth and then run off with them. But I mean, this is what you want to achieve in a wedding photo. Do you know what I'm saying? There's nothing but perfection, happiness, just. It's an adorable image. And look at the smiles. Come on, guys. I've watched a lot of Married at First Sight, and this is genuine happiness. This isn't like some pose for
I'm
the
I'm going to show you something, Ron, that you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh. Please post it there. This is from the Sussex Squad on Instagram.
Okay. Sorry. I was listening to you, not actually taking in what was being said there. Okay. All right. Okay.
Harry and Meghan are happy to go to places where they're appreciated, not tolerated. Oh, like saying the royal family, you know, like they're appreciated, where they're the big cheese, where they get a motorcade, where they are abusive, where they're not called out for their lies.
Yeah.
Love from my Nigerian family. Look, this is a sugar place, right?
Yeah, sorry. I feel like that's Meghan's hand creeping over this woman's chest here. Like, what is going on there?
I have no idea. But I mean, the fact that they have to go all the way to Nigeria to be appreciated. What about being in the United States? So they have, I mean, Nigeria is the ones that, you know, Why not go back to Malta? Didn't she make that whole thing with Malta?
No, listen. The thing is, I get the narrative and the comedy value in what you're saying here, but this is fishy, Paula. I'm really concerned about the people of Nigeria. I'm concerned. I am concerned, and I don't know why, but my spider sense is tingling. Okay, and also, can we just, why is our flag at half mast? Is that like a Is that like a thing? Like, what is going on there? She seems to be looking at the flag at half mast and laughing. I don't know what's going on here. Megan, it's just the whole situation.
Okay, I'll show you this so you can read it. Okay, right. So this is something for people to read because her great-grandmother was born there to British people, but, you know, because there were immigrants there. No. But there's no ancestry. Like, they're saying that there's blood, like somebody from Malta, an indigenous people from Malta. No. So read that.
Okay.
Meghan Markle's recently surfaced photos from Malta prove she was destined to be royal. What is with this thing about being royal? She made the trip.
How is Meghan destined, but yet freaking Catherine stalked William, but Meghan was destined? The reason I'm just pointing that out is because it just completely frames exactly what your point was.
It's like they're trying to say, oh, she didn't know. She just, this woman, and this was a photo shoot with a magazine. That's how she got there, because it was a photo shoot with a magazine that she included in the TIG, okay? And the things that she included in the TIG were about her sitting in a castle and, oh, I could used to get used to this, right?
Oh my God. Does anybody remember the Scottish Widow adverts from the early 90s? Anyone remembers the Scottish Widow adverts from the early 90s? Put a one in the side chat. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Paula. Carry on.
It says photos from Meghan Markle's. This is like Kelly Rowland saying that Meghan Markle was born royal. You know, the lady from Destiny's Child's, like, really? Photos from Meghan Markle's visit to Malta in 2015 have recently resurfaced, giving us a rare look inside the Duchess of Sussex's life. They don't say Meghan Markle, do they? Unlike they say Kate Middleton, right? Before she became royal and before she even met Prince Harry. Markle, whose great-great-grandmother, Mary Bird, was born in Malta, but not to any Maltese people. It's just that her parents had moved there looking for a better life. It didn't pan out. And then all of the family moved to Canada. Okay, so there's no mixed blood there. Visit the Mediterranean country to learn about her ancestry. Markle said yes without hesitation and asked to visit Malta. And when asked to visit Malta, she wrote in her now defunct lifestyle blog, The Tig. Meghan tried Maltese dishes and met with some locals as she soaked in the culture and got in touch with her roots. What roots?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The trip was photographed for her and by the way, it's her great-great-grandmother from her father's side. They're Irish-Scottish. Who moved there looking for a better way of life, gave birth to their kid, it didn't work, and they moved. So it's not like they married somebody from Malta, okay? She also visited the Casa Rocca Piccola, a 16th century palace of a Maltese noble family. How's that for royal foreshadowing? There she was pictured wearing a gonella or faldetta, a traditional hooded headdress and shawl. That's her. She looked like a ghoul. Meghan's roots in Malta also tie her into her work as the Duchess of Sussex. Her royal projects with Prince Harry include working with the 53 countries of the British Commonwealth, one of which is Malta. So we can say that Meghan Markle was talking Harry and the Commonwealth going to Malta, because this was in 2015, after I believe she met Harry at the opening of the Soho House in Turkey.
Yeah, it's a bit sketch. I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you, Paula. I'm more interested in this freaking outfit, right? I'm not going to lie. Okay, that's where my brain's at. And why do people let her go out like this? Her outfit, I mean, sleeping bag vibes, right? I mean, it's sleeping bag. She's wearing a sleeping bag.
And listen to this. Meghan has also been very open about her mixed race heritage, but she says she was Maltese, not black.
Yeah.
She led people to believe that she looked like that, because in Rachel Ray, she said, oh, everybody looked like me. No, they look like you because you're half black. Your great-great-grandparents were completely white. She previously penned an essay in 2015, while my mixed heritage may have created a gray area surrounding my self-identification, keeping me with a foot on both sides of the fence, I have come to embrace that. So she's pulling a Hillary Baldwin, because she's leading people to think that she is from Malta, and that's where her mixed heritage is from. Not Black, but Maltese and white.
Yeah, she's a special one. She's getting away with a lot. And I think this narrative, it's too... We're the only people questioning it, because people aren't going to question it to her face. All of this stuff that we're going on about, it's not something that...
The press could do it. Why isn't the press doing it?
Because they don't want to... They've got mortgages to pay in that. Do you know what I'm saying? Also as well, can we just have a little shout out to Megan's Veil, which is clearly a casting net, if anyone knows what a casting net is. But listen, we've hit that hour and a half mark. I think we've done some good digging today. I think the main point of interest is going to be this Nigerian tour between now and the 10th, and whatever happens with Invictus. So it's just a matter of keeping an eye on it all, because, again, I think the side chat agrees, something fishy going on there. But I hope, like I say, I hope that we're all wrong. And this is the beginning of a great new chapter that we can all be proud of. I wonder if it'll pan out that way. But we can hope, Paula, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's going to be very interesting. Why? But yeah, this is a challenge to people. Why aren't you calling it the people, the press? Why aren't you calling out the fact that Meghan Markle lied? Because if you read this article and the way she presented herself is that her mixed race was not Black, but Maltese. You know, and how she goes to a noble's castle. So this is a woman who was talking, and she went there after she met Harry, that opening of the Soho House, for which she was flown for that specific weekend. And we know what kind of women were flown for that specific, to, you know, host a party for Soho House.
I'm not, yeah, I mean, I would never attend such a party, so I wouldn't know.
I'm sure you would. What are you talking about?
No. I just no. Okay.
So you got, so now you guys criticize a Maltese Gab. Can she, because she's wearing it, Petty? No, we're criticizing because she's being a fraud. She's not from Malta. She's the reason why I'm criticizing her is because she's wearing it, claiming to be Maltese when she's not. This is like Rachel Dolezal, who claimed to be Black and was wearing Afro and stuff when she was completely white. This is like Hillary Hayward Thomas, also known as Hillary Baldwin, who was falsely claiming to be from Mallorca and has named her seven children Spanish name and married like in a Spanish tradition.
Yeah, and I don't think I've mentioned the Maltese garments or Maltese anything, to be honest, Ziggy. I think I've been sitting here just barely holding on to the conversation because I've been reading, clicking, and looking stuff up. So sorry you had to generalize to everyone there, but I don't think I actually mentioned it. I'm just saying.
No, but the thing is that I'm criticized because she's a fraud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
That is fraudulent. That is fraudulent. Her and the royal family going along with the fraud of her being pregnant.
Okay, no, wait. Call off, Paula. She was talking to the side chat. or he was talking to the side chat. Or they were talking to the side chat. I don't know. It's okay. But it's all good. Yeah,
but it's something that always baffles me. Why people, you know, and people are perfectly fine to go along with a lie. Yeah. And then, you know, when they have no choice but to face that, I mean, and this is very, this is the thing that people ask, why is Meghan doing what she's doing in Harry? Because nobody calls her out. And the people that we do, we get called out by the very same people who then are complaining that why is Meghan still behaving that way? Because nobody is publicly calling her out.
Yeah. Plus, let's be honest. It's a difference. It's different when you're an influencer and you're like, oh, yes, I really like your product. Just send me your product for free. And then turning around to an entire nation and being, I'm part of you, pay for my trip, as Gabby's pointing out here. So, yeah, it's a spicy meatball. But again, Nigeria, like, honestly, Nigeria, we need to start calling Nigeria. Where's the Nigeria hotline? We need to phone Nigeria and be like, listen, go and watch Paula's channel and then tell me you still want these people coming and representing you. That's the task. Okay, listen, we'll be back tomorrow. Okay, we'll be back. We'll be back with more of this spicy remedies for all of y'all. And I'll be contacting some of you on WhatsApp. I've seen a few more messages come through there. And I'll be touching base with some of you. And we'll have a few wee chitty chats. Pro our mindset or against our mindset. All are welcome.
It's going to be very interesting because people, I wonder who started the rumor that Netflix is the one interfering with Meghan Markle and helping her out. But since when does Netflix do that? They're not part of her business. That, you know, this is just Meghan putting it out, you know, trying to manifest. She does this, you know, she's very good at doing this. She puts out information trying to manifest it, you know, and I just want to leave this. Who do you think is going to be the next person, if there's any, who posts that those rotten lemons?
Oh, I don't know. But do you know, I think we should just start counterfeiting them and just start all posting them just for bands. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be fine, but how do we make the label? I mean, I don't know how to do that label.
Give me like 15, give me less than 15 minutes in Photoshop and we'll have that label. Okay.
Okay, do that. That'd be fun. And then you can say that we can do it for tomorrow. Get better looking lemons.
Yeah, okay. That's what we'll do. I have a downloadable PDF if you want to play along at home and make your own jam. And
well, you can send me that and I'll do that. I'll do it. I'll go buy the lemons right now. And I'll if you send me that form, yeah, I'll do it. And tomorrow I'll have a better looking basket.
Yeah, we'll make a wee download for you all for tomorrow. And if you all want to start making your own jam label up and recreating this, obviously, definitely tag a royal mess. Okay, this is definitely isn't a marketing campaign. At all. I'm definitely not using you all instead of paying for marketing. Okay, forget about that. Okay, Ron wasn't sleeping. Rain. Thank you very much. Ron was looking at his phone. How funny was Friday night, Rain? It was a freaking shambles. It was so good. So, But listen,
how do you feel a little bit about the fact that they're going on an unofficial royal tour?
It feels like the start of like a Die Hard movie or something like that, where a corrupt member of the royals is going over to do a dodgy, greasy business deal. That it feels icky. It feels icky. I don't know. I don't know how else to sum it up. I did not, Lisa. How dare you, Lisa? I did not. I would own that shit if I did. Like, I would quite happily make a meme of myself, but sadly not. Sadly not. And that's the thing about
me. If you do send me that thing, I will create the thing, and I will have it ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. I will get. It's not that difficult. Like, I'll sit and do it while I have my lunch. It's just one little label.
Don't put that number. I want to put number one.
No. Yeah, we need to. You need to be able. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. Icky is right, Meza. Like, again, sometimes my brain is not intelligent enough to understand the big grown-upness of some of the things that these two are involved in. But the data says icky, all right? The data says icky. And again, thank you very much, Tammy, for all your support today as well. It's very nice. Hi, Ron. Do you think Prince Harry and Meghan? Well, actually, it's weird. Margie, Paula covered this earlier, and I do believe, if I have learned this, Paula, it's not treason because they were given permission by the Queen or the monarchy to do what they were doing. So that's how
they're doing this, because this is done very publicly too. I mean, the government of Nigeria is publicly doing this. So this is not like they're going behind the monarch's back or anything like that, or the UK's back, and the UK and the monarchy are okay with it. So by not commenting or calling it out, they're giving their blessing.
Yeah. Well, listen, we will definitely have another. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday, and you know, we'll arrange another evening of madness. Maybe not necessarily under the Royal Mess brand or putting the Sean Atwood channel up on the firing line, but it was so much fun. It was so much fun. It really, really was. But yeah, drinking a whole bottle of Fireball in a four-hour live stream. You know what the funny thing is? When I hit the third shot, I was the same level of drunk at the third shot as I was at the last shot. I just, disintegrated into a bit of madness. But listen, thank you everyone for being here. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share, you comment, you do all that good stuff. We're not an echo chamber, so if you don't believe in the way that we think, let us know. If you do, continue to do so. Let us know about the guests. Like I say, we're already on the case for Yankee Wally. If any of you have a relationship or are in the DMs, can you make sure that you push them to Paula's DM? I believe Paula's been reaching out. And that would be flipping wonderful. So go and have yourselves a great Monday, all right? Not because I've told you to, but because it's just the right thing to do. Do something nice today. Do something nice. Do something. Not that I'm saying none of you do anything nice. I'm not accusing you of being bad people. I'm just saying do an extra nice thing. Just go and do it. Why not? Even if the day's over and you're like, well, I'm in bed, whatever. Go give your dog a digestive or something. That counts. That counts, all right? So thank you. Paul, Paula, did your dog forgive you?
Yes, I know that, okay, Siri and I are in good terms.
Okay, good. Thank you. Ron is not still drunk. Ron is just high on life, people. Okay. Sometimes it's just a good day. All right. Sometimes it's just a good day, and we don't need to have four shots of Bailey's in our coffee and kid ourselves that existence is nothing more than just a futile game. Anyway, thank you for being here. I love you all, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Peace.